This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 8th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel tonight with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those enjoying the night outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, an unprecedented air operation has unfolded over Israel. Hundreds of Israeli and American aircraft flew simultaneously as missiles and drones from Iran and Lebanon were active. Also, Ynet reports Israel is entering a tense weekend. The situation across four fronts, Gaza, Lebanon, the West Bank, and Iran, remains on edge. Also this hour, according to Forward, Montenegro's small Jewish community faces uncertain times as hostility towards Israel rises. Separately, the U.S. Senate passed sanctions against Russia. This legislation, reported by Times of Israel, includes expanded measures on Iran. And finally, coming from Haaretz, Israel's diplomatic efforts with Egypt continue as both nations seek stability amid regional tensions. From X, the latest. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago about an infiltration alert in Samaria, specifically in Ofarim, signaling heightened threats. Naor Golan, Israel's ambassador to India, posted earlier today, emphasizing that Israel defends itself when threatened. Iris, a social media user, shared a heartwarming post about Hamas captivity survivors who are now celebrating their freedom in Rio de Janeiro. These survivors are reclaiming their joy after a long ordeal. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the unprecedented air operation. Walla reports that the skies over Israel saw a massive coordination of Israeli and American military aircraft. These maneuvers come amidst ongoing threats from Iran and Lebanon. The operation highlights the strategic alliance between the two nations and their readiness to address regional threats. Turning to the tensions across four fronts, Ynet explains that while strikes on Gaza have decreased, the ceasefire with Lebanon is fragile. Forces in the West Bank are overstretched, and Iran's posture remains threatening. This complex situation requires careful diplomatic navigation to prevent further escalation. Meanwhile, Montenegro's Jewish community, as reported by Forward, faces increased hostility. The community in Nikšić is small but deeply affected by the rising anti-Israel sentiment. This reflects a broader challenge for Jewish communities in Europe amid ongoing conflicts. On the diplomatic front, the U.S. Senate's passage of Russian sanctions, as noted by Times of Israel, demonstrates a firm stance. The bill also targets Iran, aligning with the White House's strategy. This could lead to increased diplomatic tensions, but aims to curb aggressive actions. Finally, Israel and Egypt continue diplomatic talks, according to Haaretz. These efforts are crucial for maintaining regional stability and addressing shared security concerns. The outcomes could significantly influence peace processes in the region. On the economic front. First, according to Tech, Israel is making strides in quantum technology. Joab Rosenberg from Deep 33 Ventures emphasizes the importance of international collaboration to overcome export control limitations. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the booming surfing industry in Israel. Once a niche pastime, it has grown into a multi-million dollar sector, attracting investments and boosting coastal economies. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Gett is expanding its transportation services. The company will now offer larger vehicles nationwide, enhancing its market presence and customer convenience. And for the latest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.